Farmers Union Insurance wants to make sure you're saving as much as possible on your health insurance costs. Take advantage of new incentives and lower your health insurance premiums through the ACA's special open enrollment period. Learn more at a free webinar on April 14th at 2 and 7 p.m. Go to ndfu.org for the link or call 952-1199 for health savings information. That's 952-1199. Take a look to see what you can save in health costs.
Welcome back to the second hour of Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson, sitting in for the vacationing Mick Kerr. Mick made a poor choice picking vacation days. Usually, and I'm not kidding, when Mick takes a vacation, you can circle it on the calendar that it's going to be sunny and 72. But I think he misfired. I think you just need a little bit of a break. But he'll be back with us before the week is done. He'll be back in the big chair coming up on Thursday and Friday. Well, we are going to head out west and bring in my friend Mike Clements, who I like to visit with from time to time. He visits, actually farms up in the Wimbledon, North Dakota area. But I think he's on the road today. Did you make it back home, or are you still having a meal in Jamestown?
Yeah, we're doing some errands in Jamestown because we're not farming today. So what do farmers do? They go to town and spend money when you're not farming.
Yeah, and that's something to think about if you're not in the farming world. A lot of these towns out there, they stay alive because farmers come into town and spend money. They don't buy it off a line, the internet. Well, they may, but odds are they don't. And they keep the car dealerships and the grocery stores in business in some of these smaller towns. Well, Mike, what's the spring of 21 been like for you? I know last year you suffered a bit with PP acreage. I'm assuming all that land is coming back online this year.
Yeah, that was pretty devastating last year. I mean, this is my 45th year, so you go back to 44th year, I never saw it so bad. I tell you, it was just wet. I mean, wet everywhere. Even the hilltops were wet. And, you know, we ended up getting, it was about 40% of our acres seeded, maybe a little bit more on another field here and there, but in a lot of fields, we didn't plant anything on. It was just horrible, and it was pretty wet all through the summer. But you know what? Right around that end of August was the last time we saw over an inch of rain, and I think it was on August 21st or 2nd, and it's been just bone dry through the whole winter. Start adding these months up. I mean, it's been dry. No snow, really, to speak of. I mean, never had the snow plows out. I think I shoveled my driveway off just to get it off so it wouldn't track it up one time. But that really changed the dynamics going into spring here. You know, we did a lot of falls work, getting things cleaned up. We got a fair amount of fertilizer on, which looked like it was kind of a smart thing to do because the prices of fertilizer just started taking off. Yeah. So we got a lot of fields ready to go this spring and looking pretty good out there compared to the year before. But that top couple inches is pretty powdery dry. You know, you didn't get the snow cover to pack it down and put a crust on it. So, boy, I tell you, you touch this ground now, and she turns to powder pretty fast on top. And then my talking to my buddies down in the southeast part of the state going, you guys get any rain? Oh, yeah, we had an inch. We had an inch and a half. And I'm going, well, now how did that happen? Because the rain got as far up as Rogers, North Dakota, if everybody knows where that is, just west of Valley City. It got up to there, and we're about 12 miles from Rogers, and so we watched the clouds for about 3 or 4 days there, and not a drop at our place. So that was kind of disheartening, you know, to hear my buddies at right down at southeast corner, down in the Oaks area, all getting this nice rain, and we haven't got any. And then my friends out to the west of me, clear out to the Montana border, they're going, what's rain? We haven't seen any of that. Yeah. I mean, bone dry.
You know, it's crazy. And you've been doing this, as you mentioned, for over 40 years. And a few years ago, in fact, last year, we talk about the wetness. But, you know, in the flooding years a few years ago, I'd be talking to some growers and we were just talking about, well, I would imagine you'd like a stretch where there isn't any rain or a dry period. But a few people that I talked to, they said they never wish for that because then they get the exact opposite, which is exactly what we're getting right now.
that's for sure. But now it's changed here now. Just in the last, I think it was yesterday it got started here. We started getting a little bit of light drizzly rain, and then we had a little snow overnight. And we've got snow coming down just lightly now. It'd be just like a light drizzle of a rain. And so we probably accumulated about, at least 2 inches, maybe 3 inches of snow now. And problem with snow is when it hits that field, it's not melting. It's cold enough out, it's blowing off into the ditches. So on the north-south road, it's amazing to see if you got a bare field on the west side, how the ditches have filled in with snow already, blowing off the field. So that didn't help the field a lot, getting recharged with moisture like a rain would, because the snow kind of blows into the cattails and the ditches. That's a real problem with that. But now, the real interesting thing of this is, on my day planner on my phone, I put it in there all the time when we have fog. Now, what does fog have anything to do with it? Well, 90 days after you have a foggy period, you're going to have some moisture. And I've been tracking that. And, you know, that's probably coming back from my ancestors telling me, oh, 90 days from now, we're going to have some rain. But nobody ever wrote it down really to follow it. Well, now with your nice smartphones and your day planners, hey, I'm going to start putting that in there. Wouldn't you know, 90 days ago, we had like 5 days in a row of just heavy fog. So 90 days is like starting yesterday. So, and the forecast is for 5 days of moisture coming through the area here.
I'm assuming that only works in the springtime. Is that where we're talking here? Or I guess, you know, in the fall, it doesn't really matter.
Well, yeah, because you get your fogs in the, you know, either in the late fall or in the springtime, you know, and so, you know, you go back 90 days and see what date on the calendar that was. I forgot to look it up and see what day it was, but you have a weather system comes through that produces a lot of fog, and it was very foggy there for 5 days. I got another one for you. In the summertime, we watch the pelicans. And when the pelicans are out soaring around, maybe you have somebody call in and say, you know what, that's kind of true, but when you see the pelicans out soaring around, you know you're going to have rain within 24 hours. And, boy, I mean, it rarely ever misses that you have some kind of rain. Now, I can't tell how much you're going to have by the numbers that are up there. I haven't dialed that in yet. But so, it's just fun to watch that when you see the pelicans going, yep, guys, we better put the pedal to the metal today because we got to get things done. It's going to rain by tomorrow this time.
So is there any thought process of why the pelicans would be up flying around?
It has thermal drafts that they like to get up there and just, you know, they don't have to fly with their wings very much. They can just soar, and that time we call them the disappearing birds as they soar around. You know, you'll see the white birds, and then they get going, you know, a different direction, and you can't see them, and then they come back around again. And so it's got to be the thermal updrafts and moisture coming in from probably the Gulf of Mexico, I'm thinking.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. I want to talk to you, Mike, about your plans for this year and if you've given any thought to maybe some changes because of the drought, also soil erosion, and we're going to talk some commodity prices as well. We're going to continue our conversation with Mike, so just hang on. We'll take a short break. We'll be back with more Farm Talk coming up in just a moment.